We are in the Gale Centre, and Janet Miles is with me. The first thing I wanted to ask is, what does Gale do? Because I'm fairly new here. I know that Gale stands for doing a lot of community initiatives, but what exactly?
Well, Gale is a development trust, and as a development trust, we've got a role to regenerate and develop our community, and we look at social, economic and environmental projects. So it's really about sustainable development, as I think most people would call it that. Development trusts were quite new when Gale started, way back in 1997, and there were hardly any of them around, and now there's well over 300 in Scotland, so it's a growing movement, and they're very much focused on a specific geographic area. So for Gale, our area is the Gairloch and Lochhue area, which most of us would know as the IV21 and IV22 postcode area. So we do a range of community projects as long as they meet that social, economic, or environmental goal. So it's a very, very broad remit, and it's driven by what community wants us to do. We've been focusing on economic regeneration over the years, and we've tried to create wealth in the community through creating jobs and income generating opportunities. And I think most people will probably know us for the Gale Centre, which is very much it's a social project as well as trying to regenerate the economy, creating year round employment and services for the community.
One of the things that we are here to talk about is recruitment for Gale's board.
Gale's, like any development trust, it's managed by a board of directors, and they're all just local people who have committed some time and energy into helping make the organisation better, and they've got a desire to make our community a better place. So first thing you need to do is be a member of Gale, which is open to anyone in the IV21-22 postcode area, and then we invite applications for people to come onto the board. We give people a taster of what it's like, so they can come and attend some board meetings, meet the other directors. We also do an induction, so it is a responsible role. So whilst it's a voluntary role, it comes with a significant amount of responsibility, because Gale's become quite a large organisation, and it has got responsibilities to contracts and staff that it's responsible for. The board itself is responsible for the governance of the organisations and compliance. They set the strategic direction as well. So directors have quite a strong voice on behalf of the community. They don't do all the legwork though, so they do employ a team of staff. So not expected to do all the day-to-day operations. We have got a team of paid staff that do that.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I think always springs to mind, isn't it? How much work am I going to have to do? I mean, if people do undertake something like this, I mean, typically how much would you say they have to do?
Yeah, so there's a minimum requirement to attend four board meetings a year. We have quarterly board meetings. And there are quite a few papers that come out before that, so there's a bit of reading and making sure you come to the board meeting well prepared and able to contribute. Outside of the board meetings, it's really up to yourself as a director how much input you put into the organisation, and it is a bit like you reap what you sow. So the more you put in, the more you get out. And I think people come along and with different amounts of time and energy to put in. But as long as they do the four meetings a year, as the minimum requirement.
What kind of people are you searching for?
Well, we're looking for people who have a passion for the local community first and foremost, and who want to make a difference in the area. So looking for people who are going to put other people first, and Gale's about common good rather than personal gain. So that's very, very important first of all. But specific skills that we're short of on our board at the minute, we're looking for some HR background. We employ 20 staff, so it's really good if we had somebody on the board with HR skills. We'd be interested in somebody with legal background as well, governance and legal background. We have undertaken a community action plan, as a lot of people will have heard of our Planning for Real project, and out of that are quite a few community projects. So we're looking for somebody with project management background as well to help guide the direction of the organisation. And as people know, we manage the Gale Centre. We've also got a couple of public toilet buildings, so we're looking for somebody with a property background as well, maintenance and management of property.
So if people have been listening to this and they're interested, they want to find out more, do they come into the Gale Centre? Do they ask here? How do they go about doing it?
Yeah, so the best thing would be to get in touch with me and I can speak to the interested person about what's involved, give you a bit more information about the responsibilities of the role. And our existing directors would be very keen to speak to folk who are inquiring and tell them what it's really like from their own personal experience. And that's how we'd get the ball rolling, start to find out a little bit about what you're interested in as well. And then the next step would be to bring you along to a board meeting to see how it all works.
Can they use an email address?
Yeah, if people pop into the Gale Centre and just leave their contact details, or you can get in touch with me direct. So I'm Janet at galeteam.co.uk is my email address. So either way.